Okay, everybody, quiet on set, and we are live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good afternoon, I'm Peyton Hooper.
I'm Amber Evans.
And I'm Finley McCarron. Welcome to 6LB Radio.
We have some shocking stories in today's show, don't we, Amber?
Indeed we do, Peyton. Here's a look at what's coming up.
Electricity. What is that and how does it improve our lives? We've sent Jamie Joyner to find out more.
Questions have been asked. Who actually invented electricity? We sent Angus Batt and his classmates to investigate.
And finally, the mystery of the faulty circuits deepens. Will they ever get to the bottom of this? We sent Amelia and her team to find the answer.
But first, electric safety. Electricity can be dangerous if you're not careful. Here are our electrical safety team to give you some tips on staying safe.
Conductors of electricity are materials which allow electricity to pass through, such as copper and other metals as well as water.
When dealing with electrical conductors, we need to make sure we are sensible and aware of danger.
Never use electrical items near water.
Never put your fingers or items in a plug socket, unless it's a plug.
Never put metal objects inside of a toaster.
Never pull a plug out by its cord.
Never play near electrical substations.
Never fly a kite near power lines.
Some top tips there. Thank you, guys. Remember to be smart and stay safe.
Some wise words there, Peyton. Now, earlier on, I was talking to my neighbour, and he wasn't sure exactly what electricity was. You plug something in, and it just works. We sent our reporter, Jamie Joyner, to find out more.
Thank you, Amber. Yes, I'm here at Westfield's Junior School to speak to the children and get their ideas about electricity. If I may, I'll come to you, Miss. What do you think electricity is?
Electricity is the presence and flow of electric charge. Its best known form is the flow of electrons through conductors, such as copper wires. Electricity is a form of energy that comes in positive and negative forms that occur naturally, as in lightning, or is produced, such as in a generator.
Lightning, you say? So does anyone have any idea how lightning is formed?
Lightning is an electric current within a thundercloud way up in the sky. Many small bits of ice bump into each other as they move around in the air. All of those collisions create an electric charge. After a while, the whole cloud fills up with electrical charges. The positive charges, or protons, form at the top of the cloud, and the negative charges, or electrons, form at the bottom of the cloud.
Since opposites attract, that causes a positive charge to build up on the ground beneath the cloud. The ground's electrical charge concentrates around anything that sticks up, such as mountains, people, or single trees. The charge coming up from these points eventually connects with a charge reaching down from the clouds and zap, lightning strikes.
About 100 lightning bolts strike the Earth's surface every second. That's about 8 million per day and 3 billion per year.
Shocking!
You can say that again.
Okay then, shocking! Earlier, Caitlin mentioned generators. Are you able to tell us how a generator works?
A generator uses fuel such as wood, petrol, coal, nuclear or wind. You can even get small wind-up generators. The generator uses the fuel to spin copper wire near a magnet. The magnet forces the electrons in the wire to flow in a certain direction and this creates an electric current.
Electricity is essential for modern life. People use electricity for heating, cooling, cooking, lighting, entertainment, and most importantly, charging their mobile phones.
There you have it. Electricity is the movement of electrons through a metal wire, and it's back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Jamie. I agree. Charging my phone is important.
Yeah, could you imagine a world without emojis?
I don't even want to think about it. Our poor parents. They missed out on so much. The happy face, the sad face, the cheeky winking face, the smiling piece of puff.
Thank you, Paynton. That's quite enough. For our next segment, we have Lucy, Preston and Amelia, a time machine, and ask them to find out just who invented electricity.
Thank you, Amber. So first I'm travelling all the way back to 1752, where a man in America decided to fly a kite in a thunderstorm. Excuse me, sir, who are you? And what are you doing here?
My name is Benjamin Franklin and I'm performing an experiment. You see, I think that lightning is electricity, so I've tied a metal key to my kite to attract the lightning and make it flow down the kite string.
Do you think this is the safest way of testing this?
The year is 1752. Can you think of a better way to test it? Ooh, here we go! I'm okay, don't worry about me. The main thing is that I proved that I was right!
Okay, this isn't safe. We're getting out of here. Next stop is December 31st, 1879 in California, and a man called Thomas Edison.
Hello, I am Thomas Edison, and I invented the first electric light bulb.
No, you haven't. The electric light bulb has been about since 1802, so it was invented nearly 80 years ago.
Okay, so I've invented the first practical electric light bulb, which is cheaper and lasts longer.
Mr. Edison, can we have a quote for the newspaper?
Yes, of course. We will make electricity so cheap that only rich can burn candles.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin actually said that. He also said this.
Mr. Edison, you've made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb. How do you feel after failing 1,000 times?
I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps.
So now we journey to 1936, the city of Baghdad in Iraq, where some archaeologists have made a surprise discovery. Guys, what have you found?
We found some clay pots that are 12 centimetres high.
Is that it? What's so special about some clay pots?
The pots contain copper plates, a tin alloy and an iron rod.
We believe that the pots are filled with an acid solution, like vinegar.
Then an electric charge could be created.
So they could have been large batteries. So how old are these pots?
About 2,000 years old.
So 2,000 years ago, people could have been using a basic form of electric battery. That's amazing. Okay, studio, it's over to you.
Wow, that is amazing.
And talking about batteries brings us on to our next section. Let's go back to Westfield Junior School, where I believe we can speak to Jamie once again. Jamie, I believe that 6LB have been investigating faulty circuits.
That's right, Peyton. I have here Sam, Riley, Millie and Daniel, who are going to be discussing why there's been recent incidents of circuits not working. Over to you guys.
Thank you, Jamie.
In 6LB, we have been experimenting with circuits, but we have been having some problems. Let's see if we can help our classmates out.
Firstly, one child's circuit has its wires disconnected. What's wrong here?
Well, Daniel, the problem is that the electricity can't flow through the circuit because the circuit is not complete. If they reconnected their wires, then their problem would be solved.
The next pair put four bulbs into their circuit with one battery connected. They found their bulbs didn't work. Why is this?
In this case, there is not enough electricity coming from the batteries to be able to light all of the bulbs. They are very dimly lit. They would need to use less bulbs or connect a larger battery.
Finally, a group were confused as to why their circuit didn't work when it was all connected. What do you think might be the problem?
This one is a tricky one. These children actually put the battery into the pack the wrong way round. You have to line up the positive and the negative ends so that they match, otherwise the electricity will not flow.
So the mystery has finally been solved. In order to make a circuit work, you need a battery and a continuous circuit with no breaks. This has been Jamie Joyner reporting from Westfield Junior School. Studio, it's back to you.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that mystery.
Yes, and thank you to all those who took part in our reports today.
All that's left is to say goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap. Let's roll the credits.